Simon & Schuster Audio presents Everyone in This Room Will Someday Be Dead, a novel by Emily Austin. Read by Emily Tremaine.
Part 1. Advent. There must have been an explosion. I hear ringing interspersed with a woman's muffled screams. Everything is black. I blink repeatedly. Black. 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 I blink once more and see sunlight. The towering silhouette of a streetlight forms in front of me. The light is green, but I am not moving. I glance behind me. A beige van is expelling smoke from its bent hood. There is shattered glass across the concrete road. I remember now. I was about to sip my coffee. I heard a car horn, looked into my rearview mirror, and watched as that minivan plowed into the trunk of my car. My airbag exploded, and I involuntarily punched myself in the face. I am now covered in both the scorching guts of my erupted thermos, as well as a concerning gray dust that was emitted when my airbag detonated. I turn my hazard lights on and glance again at my mirror. The screaming woman has emerged from her van. She is rushing toward me. I am overwhelmed by the smell of my deceased coffee as it resurrects itself in the form of stains on my car's upholstery and burn scars on my chest. Sunlight beams directly into my eyes, and I still hear ringing. I close my eyes and focus on the blackness behind my eyelids. The woman raps her knuckles on my window, but I keep my eyes sealed shut. I tend to cry when I am overstimulated. Keeping my eyes closed might stop me from succumbing to that humbling tendency.
"She's not opening her eyes!"
The woman's muffled voice shrieks through my window.
"Is she dead?"
I keep my eyes closed, but wave an arm to demonstrate that I am alive.
"Why are your eyes shut?" she asks. "I thought I'd killed you."
Does this woman think that all dead people shut their eyes?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?